Behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age. Isn't it odd that this is the gospel passage we read on the very day that we celebrate the ascension? The apostles watch as Jesus ascends into heaven and disappears. And they stand there staring for so long that an angel has to appear to them and shake them out of it. What are you doing? Quit staring at heaven. Jesus has been taken up. He will return later. If he has been taken up, why would he tell us, I am with you always? For that matter, if he's always with us, why would an angel have to tell us that he is returning later? Faith, hope, and charity. That's why. Jesus ascends into heaven so that we might grow in these three most important virtues. Jesus ascends into heaven to increase our faith. It doesn't require faith to know Jesus is real if he's standing in front of you, talking to you. Jesus told his apostles, "Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed." And now we have the chance to get that blessing. But it's a richer reality than that. Seeing the risen Lord face to face sometimes becomes an obstacle to really understanding him. Luke tells us that Jesus appeared to his disciples for 40 days after the resurrection, speaking to them about the kingdom of heaven. And even after 40 days of personal tutoring from Jesus Christ himself, the disciples don't get it. They ask if he's going to restore the kingdom of Israel. All this time, and they still expect Jesus to set up a physical worldly kingdom, to take over a country and rule like any other king. Should that be so surprising, though? I mean, the man is right there in front of them, and he has miraculous power. He rose from the dead. He's immortal. He has followers and could easily attract more. So if this man is going to walk around and live forever, why not take over a country? Show the whole world how it's done. But no, his kingdom is not of this world. In order for his disciples to really get it, they have to see him go to his true kingdom. While Jesus is on earth, his disciples trust him and are faithful to him, but they do not yet have the fullness of the virtue of faith. By going into heaven, he takes their faith and raises it to a new height. And now that faith is tested, because either they believe in this spiritual, largely invisible kingdom, or they believe nothing. And so it is with us. Jesus is with us always by faith, a supernatural virtue, a grace, the ability to believe in what we cannot see, to trust in an invisible kingdom because of the witness of his servants. Jesus ascends into heaven to increase our hope. Throughout his time on earth, Jesus was grieved by the imperfect hope of his people. They hoped for physical healing when he wanted to give them spiritual healing through forgiveness and mercy. They hoped for mere bread when he wanted them to feast on himself. By ascending into heaven, he has allowed us to hope far beyond our wildest dreams. The ascension is not just some spiritual symbolic reality, but a physical one, a real one. His body, his whole human nature ascended into heaven to be with God. And as the disciples watched, a cloud covered him. And this is no ordinary formation of water vapor. This marks the presence of divinity. When Moses spoke with God, it was in a cloud. When Solomon dedicated the temple, a cloud covered it. This is the Shekinah, the visible manifestation of God's glory, a glory so great that it was said to kill whoever saw it unveiled. And so when Jesus disappears into this veil of divinity, the disciples know what has happened. It means that humanity, our human nature, is now in God, participating in the love of the Trinity in a way that we've never done before. And who could have dared to hope for something like that, to enter into the Godhead itself? And yet that is what we hope for. Now that Jesus has ascended into heaven to show us our final destiny, to be united with God. This is far better than the temporary restoration of a broken limb or the short-lived relief from physical hunger, no? And finally, Jesus ascended into heaven to increase our charity. As with faith and hope, this ascent elevates and anchors our love in heavenly things. On earth, Jesus came to be loved by his disciples. They loved him as a friend, as a teacher, as a brother. These human loves are powerful and beautiful. But that is all the more reason that it is hard for us to see past them. When we think that what we have is good enough, we are reluctant to look beyond, reluctant to believe that there might be something better if we are willing to let go. To love a friend, a brother, or any other human relationship is good, but it is limited. And it cannot guarantee that that love won't lead us astray, because our best friend can easily get us into a world of trouble. And there's even more risk when it comes to romantic love. But charity, the heavenly virtue, the love we have for Jesus Christ, that is far more potent and unimaginably better. When he ascended into heaven, he left us no choice. We simply cannot love him the same way we love the person sitting right next to us, in a human way, because he is invisible to us. To love Jesus now requires a more elevated love of goodness, of truth itself, and love of our fellow human beings out of reverence for their divine image in them. That is why our Lord calls us to be witnesses, first in our homes, then to those around us, and then to the ends of the earth. Charity requires that we teach others to observe all that he has commanded us. This witness, this teaching, leads us beyond mere affection for other people, beyond attraction to them, and even beyond loyalty to them. That witness, that obedience to God's commands, enables us to love others by giving them what is best of all, God himself. Even and perhaps especially when those we love do not want that, do not want the truth, we can still love them because of that anchor in heaven, that divine point of reference for our love. Christ's ascension gives us the motivation and the ability to love their soul, to love their eternal life, even more than we love their company or their affection for us. It is charity that enables us to show tough love, even if it means temporarily losing their friendship. Jesus Christ ascended into heaven in order to lift up our faith, our hope, and our charity. He mounts his throne to shouts of joy and calls us to sit upon that throne with him. Since our King is in heaven and reigns with God and is God, Our lives should reflect that more profound glory, should smell of a heavenly reality. And the way to that glory is pointed out to us. Jesus is with us always, especially in every particle, every drop of the Eucharist. He is with us in the church, founded on the witness of the apostles and their successors. And above all, it is our goal, our most important mission, to establish Christ's presence in ourselves ever more deeply through the practice of these three virtues: in the trust of celestial faith, in the courage of heavenly hope, and in the power of divine charity, always until the end of the age.